Good morning, everyone. I'll be traveling this week and have a family simcha, so I will still do my best to send out a recording every day, but it might be delayed. The Gemara on Ches continues the theme of Ein Beins, comparing different cases. And the top of Ches Amar Aleph in the Mishnah says, Ein Bein Amoder Hana Mechavero Lamoder Mimenu Machal Al Drusas Harega V'Kelim She'eno Sin Behem Ochel Nefesh. The difference between a person who there's a vow that he cannot benefit from his friend at all, to the vow that he cannot benefit from his friend just regarding food-related issues. So the difference between those two is the case of drushas regel, meaning benefiting from traveling through the owner's property, and kalim, because those things do not pertain to ochel nefesh. That only pertains to the more general, the more broader scope of not benefiting from someone at all. So Tosos in Divrei Masel El Drusas Kelim Kelim Drusas Aregel and Kelim She'enosin Behen Ochel Nefesh says the Moder Hana Aser Behen Umoder Machal Mutter B'Makum She'en Machshirin, that a person who's Moder Hana, a person cannot gain any benefit whatsoever from the Baal, the owner, so that would be usher for him to go on his property and to use kalim of his, because that's hana. But someone who is only moder machal, that'd be mutter, because that's specific to only food. So obviously going on his property is not specific to food, and even using kalim is mutter if it's not specific to food. But makom shein machshirin, but there's only case when the kalim are not generally rented out. Abu makom shein machshirin bepruta Asra filo b'moder machal. The osra pruta ruya l'knos mimena machal. That, but however, if the kalim are rented out, so then you can make the argument that even someone who's only moder in the case of machal, so by saving this guy money in the sense that he doesn't have to rent out kalim, he's using this guy's kalim, so it's not a direct ochel, but technically, I guess Tosos is basically saying that since such a common use of one's money is for food, so the money that he saves from having to rent out kalim, he could use to purchase food. And also in the case of kalim that are actually used for cooking purposes, you have a pot, you have a pan, kalim that are used for ochel, even if those things are not rented out or rented out for less than a shava pruta, that would also fall under the category of someone that is moder mimenu machal, kevan dehave ochel nefesh, since that is not, it's not ochel nefesh in the sense that it's food, but it's machshirin, it's to prepare the food, and therefore that would also apply not just to someone who is in the broader category of not being allowed to benefit from someone, but even in the more specific category of not being allowed to benefit from food-related purposes. Kalim that are used for food, for preparation, falls under that category as well.